Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I am your host, Willa White, and this is my weekly podcast show that airs on Wednesday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium, so you can like and share and follow and be alerted as to when I go live for these kinds of special events. And on my show, I typically have a special guest, and we talk about a topic relating to spiritualism, mediumship, healing, faith, family, or more. And it's always a wonderful opportunity to educate and inspire other folks. And you can, as I said, find me on my Facebook page, Willa White Medium, and check out the archive videos of the show. This is year 5 of my podcast, so there are plenty of videos you can binge watch to your heart's content. This can also be found on my YouTube channel. And it also goes out on Blog Talk Radio. So the Lilydale Radio family, we have a couple of different podcasts that air throughout the week. I encourage you to take a look at those, or I guess listen to those. And you can find that on blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio. So we're going to get on into our particular topic, which is Summer Spirit Symposium. And I have with me today Shannon Taggart. Hello, Shannon.
Hi, Willa. Thanks for having me back. It's always great to be with you.
I really enjoy your energy and the wonderful work that you are doing on behalf of spiritualism and spirit. Those of you don't know who Shannon Taggart is, she is an artist, a photographer, author of the book Seance, and also the coordinator of a special program that happens in the summer season. And for those of you who are looking for the summer season program of events, let's just, thought I'd better mention that right away. If you want to find the 2022 events catalog, I will link that in this post, so you can click on that and look through the program guide for this particular summer. There are daily, weekly events, lectures, message services, workshops, and today we're going to be focusing in on a particular workshop series. It's a whole program that Shannon has put together. For how many summers now have you done this?
I think this originally, it's had many iterations, but it originally started in 2014. It was, at first it was a once weekly event over the summer, and then gradually it grew into, we wanted all the speakers to be able to get together, so that would be the most interesting conversation. And so I believe since 2017, it's been a day-long program. For the past 2 years, it's taken the form of a shorter opening event on Friday and then a day-long symposium on a Saturday.
Yeah, and it's really great. You get a collection of wonderful folks that are looking into things having to do with the science of things spiritual, and that is the title of it, The Science of Things Spiritual. It's a symposium of events, and we're going to cover that today so you guys can get excited about attending these events this particular summer for 2022. So you can definitely mark your calendar for July 29th and July 30th, because that's when the events we're about to talk about are happening. And I know that we've had all kinds of folks come in that have been college professors and people who have been artists in their own right, people who are researching in depth historically things having to do with spiritualism. So you're getting all kinds of different people, various pockets of the world. And tell me what your thoughts were when you first started to get this together. You, because I know there's a basis, a reason to why you wanted to do this.
Yes. So in my book, Seance, part of when I began my work on spiritualism in 2001, it was very frustrating because not a lot of people knew about the history of spiritualism. And I was becoming very inspired by the history of art in spiritualism, its connections to science and technology and photography. And I was trying to, in my own work, reference this history, and people weren't getting it because there was not a lot of, it's kind of, the history of spiritualism has been censored out of many history books, and it's not, you know, academia and the media has had an uneasy relationship with spiritualism. But so when I first came to Lilydale, I learned that spiritualism has this amazing intellectual history and not very many people were aware. So with my work, I started studying the history, and I started meeting other academics who are also talking about this rich history and trying to bring it forth in culture. And many of them had never met a spiritualist or been to Lilydale. And then my friends in Lilydale, many of them were not aware that this new scholarship was happening. So the idea was to bridge this gap between theory and practice that was happening. Because right now in culture, it's actually a very exciting time for spiritualism, because the female artist, and I've been on discussing Hilma
yes.
of Clint.
Hilma
before.
Of Clint. Look at that past episode, guys. That was awesome.
So Hilma of Clint was a spiritualist painter who is now being acknowledged as a true pioneer of abstract art.
Yes.
And all, you know, this is rippling through the art history community, and her show at the Guggenheim Museum was the most well-attended exhibition ever in the history in the museum's history, and also the catalog was their best-selling catalog, and this is a spiritualist artist making art. And the Guggenheim did not shy away from placing her in her proper context, which this is new in museums, because when I first moved to New York City in 2005, at certain museums I would see art that I knew was spirit art, and it was not, its context was removed from the way they were framing it and presenting it. And so all of these things are being acknowledged and reassessed right now in culture. And there's something really amazing happening with the Venice Biennale, which is the world's biggest art event. And spirit photography is being shown, images of the famous medium Giuseppe Palladino. And what is so astounding is that these images were made to be scientific, and now they are being relooked at as art. You know, as and Giuseppe is being seen not only as a medium, but also as sort of like a performance artist. That's how culture is like looking at her. And also the history of surrealism, which we know in art, surrealism is a major movement within modern art, but its links to spiritualism and its inspiration by spiritualists is now being acknowledged, and that's being reassessed at the Venice Biennale. So culturally, it's just a crazy time. And so my event is trying to highlight and talk about all these new connections, new ways of looking at history. And I think it's also, too, because we're re-looking at feminism and women's mm-hmm. place in culture, and mm-hmm. that is absolutely tied to spiritualism.
It's so exciting, and I love hearing Shannon talk about these things, because it's just like she's right there on that cutting edge of how people are bringing these things to light. The old time history is meeting today's understandings, and that things are coming into like a new age in terms of spiritualism because of it. So thank you for informing us. That's glowing.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really exciting time. And I mean, when I first started researching and thinking about and photographing spiritualism in 2001, I never foresaw this cultural awakening in terms of spiritualist importance in culture. So it's really cool.
It's neat to see the arc that's going on. I mean, from the time you and I were sitting in Mediumship Development Circle to now, it's such a different time for all of us, and that people are bringing, and not just their understanding of spirit to it, but their understanding of how spirit is still working in their lives. And you've been able to capture some very special moments with your camera, which you know is featured in your book. I know that you've had your first edition of that book, and you know wonderful things that have come from that. So I encourage people to take a look. I have to say it's a big honking book. I should have brought it into my office today. It's a huge like. This is a coffee table worthy kind of book with all kinds of interesting physical mediumship phenomenon that Shannon's been able to capture from around the world.
Yes, thank you. And the book has been out of print for quite some time now, but I'm excited to say it will be re-released this fall with a new publisher. And hopefully I will have that announcement out soon, but it is in the works.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, I'm glad you're doing that special work. And then as it relates to this particular symposium of folks that you've been able to gather that will be here in Lilydale this summer, we should get started. I know the kickoff time is July 29th, and that's an in-person class that people can attend. I say class, but it's a seminar, but there's a hands-on element, shall we say, to that particular one.
Yeah, so the Friday night event, which will be from 4 to 6, is the Healing Ritual of the Tarantella with Marjorie Roth. And so Marjorie Roth has been a presenter many times in Lilydale, and she's the perfect person to kick this off because she is one of these people who bridges the gap of theory and practice herself. She studies music, and she also plays music. So what she's going to do is give us a presentation about the tarantella, which is a healing, it's music as medicine, a folk tradition from southern Italy, and she's going to explain and talk about it and teach us about it, and then the second half, we're going to dance the tarantella, which I hear is a really beautiful and very fun, and so it's kind of bridging both worlds, you know, learning about something and then, you know, acting it out or, you know, having an experience of it.
Sure, and activating energetically with something, and when you put that into that space of the physicality of it, the kinesthetics of the experience, I think will be interesting, and you know, the expression of that which can be very healing for people. So yeah, exciting that'll be a mind, body, spirit moment for folks.
Yes, so I thought it would be a good way to kick it off. And then Saturday is just, it's kind of a marathon of a day, and I know it's hard to stay indoors during the summer, but usually the speakers are so good, it's not too much of a sacrifice,
yeah.
And we give a really long lunch break. So and then it at night people socialize and talk about everything that happened.
Yes. So I know for the Friday that's an in-person only class. There's the whole component of being there and being in the energy of the moment. But then for Saturday they have an option, correct?
Yeah. For Saturday. I hope anybody from around the world can come be with us in Lilydale as we present in Assembly Hall, but then we also will be together in person, which is so important, I think.
So you have a Zoom option and in-person option for that particular day,
yeah.
All day. And so let's talk about the different events that are, that lineup of Saturday. It is a big lineup, for sure.
So we're going to start with Leonard George, who is married to Marjorie Roth, the speaker from Friday, and he's also an incredible academic. And he's going to do a talk about lightning and the divine and how lightning links to healing, to mediumship throughout history, through ancient times, all the way up until now.
Mm-hmm.
And we also, he's going to talk about some modern cases of mediumship and its connection to lightning. There's a case of a woman named Elizabeth Crone who was hit by lightning and then became a medium, and she's recently written a book with Jeffrey Kripal. So he's going to talk about that case. And also, Lauren Thibodeau, who's a registered medium in Lilydale, also was electrocuted as a child, and she does connect this to her mediumistic path in life. So she's going to, we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Like it literally jump-started it. I'm sorry, I had to go for
like a literal jump start,
of that. You know, in my family, there's a person who's been hit by lightning as well. And it's one of those things that statistically speaking, you are more likely to be struck by lightning again after you've been after you've been hit once. You're more likely to, statistically speaking. So it's more like that caution when it comes
that's
to those sort of things. But if you can live to tell the tale, some interesting things happen electronically or I'm sorry, energetically within a person. Absolutely. But
so he's going to explore that, and he's actually said because the topic is so rich, it's worthy of a new book possibly. So I'm really excited to see Leonard's presentation on lightning.
Yeah, I think that's going to be one of those curious things. This is This weekend that you have tends to be more in that realm of the paranormal because those things get studied more and have more fascination factor, I think, for a lot of folks. That physical representation of, I want to study what happens to somebody when they get hit by lightning and what gets. And, you know, there probably is a show out there of somebody who's had mediumistic things happen and been struck by lightning. So, yes, if there isn't, there will be, right?
And actually, I mean, the topic, once you start looking for it, you do see it everywhere. Yeah. So it's one of those things.
Yeah. And so that'll be 9 a.m.
Yeah.
And then
starting early.
That's right. And then 10 a.m., what do you have for us?
So we have the wonderful Christine Ferguson, who is an academic traveling all the way from England for this, and she's actually, she has another conference right before, and she's coming right straight from that conference in Ireland right here to Lilydale. She's never been to Lilydale. She's so excited to be coming, and she's going to talk about this fascinating figure named Anna Kingsford, who was the first female doctor in England and was also a spiritualist. And so I know this topic is so perfect for Lilydale because we have, drawing a blank on the name, but there is a famous female doctor, an early doctor, whose portrait hangs in Assembly Hall.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I can't remember.
Julia Severance, I think.
I think you might be right about that. Yes. Names escape me sometimes.
Yeah, but it ties into this spiritualist history and feminism and how spiritualism was related to the women's rights movement, how spiritualism helped women pave their way in the modern world. And, you know, that has been obscured through many histories, like many academic histories. And so now we're looking at and learning about women like Anna Kingsford and how they were scientific, but also they were spiritualists too. So, and that was not seen as, at odds with itself in her time as it is now, you know.
Mm-hmm. And she probably was given some information to help, you know, heal people too in that in that doctor format. You know, they work. Doctors can work very strongly if they so desire and have intention of it with a spirit team that will help them help their patients and to be there and be innovators and be willing to look at how not just emergency cases, but the idea of the chronic and dealing with it on an emotional, energetic level. So
yeah, I think probably in our era, doctors don't speak that much about that publicly. I have, interesting enough though, I have heard of an animal doctor in England who has a TV show, and he admits that he telepathically speaks to the animals.
Oh my goodness.
Like tells them that he's going to be operating, gets feedback. He does animal communication, and it doesn't, you know, it kind of talks about that, is explicit about it. Like, I don't know if he is on camera, but I know he has talked about it to somebody I know personally.
Well, it's different from being, like, let's say, Dr. Doolittle. It's the understanding that you're actually speaking with the soul of the animal and
right. So it's you know, it's on that cusp of what is that mediumship? What is that? You
right.
know, I mean, how do we define that? But I know animals are really important in Lilydale.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
You know, as part of, you know, nature. I know there has been debate about, you know, in England, there was a woman who wanted to teach this animal communication class at a spiritualist center, and they were like, we're not sure what to do with that. Is that really spiritualism? But she sees it as an aspect of her mediumship.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Yeah, and it's, you know, we connect with pets that have passed as well, not just the human folks.
Yeah.
And I
yeah.
even had zoo and exotic animals come in. So not just the domesticated variety that most people are familiar with, dogs and cats or cows or horses, but beyond that too. So yeah, that's definitely an aspect of it. And it sounds like in terms of her particular presentation, she'll probably be focusing on not just that particular woman doctor's efforts in the medical field, but hopefully that focus on the spiritualism and bringing that to light even more. I'm curious as
yeah.
to whether it was in her family or if she had to break away. I'm like so curious. It's like the person in me that wants to know the mystery right now. I can't wait for that class.
Yeah, great. Thank you. And so the next session, so that will be at 11 a.m., is called Lilydale on a Spiritual Spectrum with Steve Bass, who's an architect but also an expert on ancient religion. And so Steve has done several interesting presentations in Lilydale, and one of which was, as an architect, he analyzed Lilydale architecturally and then gave a presentation for us explaining why it's so special, what the features are, why you feel so different when you're in Lilydale, and kind of tying that to aspects of the architecture and why we feel like safer and more open really does have to do with the way the buildings were constructed and thought of and planned, and that you could never build Lilydale now because of building codes and all such things.
All these narrow streets,
so,
yeah.
So it was really wonderful. And then last summer he gave a talk about cymatics, which is really interesting. It's about vibration and sound and how vibration can bring things into form.
Mm-hmm.
And so it sounds abstract, but he totally related it to spiritualism and how things, spirits could act in the physical world.
Mm-hmm.
And so he proposed this talk, which I thought was really interesting, where spiritualism is its own unique practice, but he's going to place it in history and like in relation to ancient practices such as mystery religion or shamanism or different forms of spirituality, and discuss how spiritualism relates to all of those things, but it's mm-hmm. still its own, you know, its own unique practice.
Absolutely.
And I always think that's interesting to trace ways of being in the now that go back to ancient practice. So I have no idea what he's going to say, but I was fascinated with the proposal.
Yes,
and
I think it'll be great. I mean, and not just the idea of the ancient religions, but you know, I always think that spiritualism in many ways helps prove what other religions are proposing.
Mm-hmm. And also I think it will touch on the fact that, you know, many people don't distinguish spiritualism from everything that is New Age or everything that is considered pagan.
Right, and that's
you know,
a
they
big difference. Right.
Yeah, they don't understand those distinctions, and I think he's going to break that down very carefully.
Good, because there's a big difference.
Yeah, there is. Like,
things.
People think, I'm going to try to, you know, magic and magical acts and ritual magic is something that's completely different from spiritualism.
Right.
And that is lost on many you know, many people. They just kind of lump everything together, like, oh, that's just occult or New Age. And
right.
It's like, no, it's there's a huge difference, and it's really important. So
yeah, those distinctions matter.
That.
You know, this isn't just a difference. I would say it's even bigger difference than Protestant and Catholic. I would say it's like even bigger difference than that, to be honest, in terms of of looking at the viewpoints of those things. And then the other thing is, I don't know that he'll talk about this, but even within spiritualism, you have people who are Christian spiritualists or Buddhist spiritualists. So it's like there kind of is that element as well.
Yeah, there is a lot of syncretic aspects, you know, and there's possibilities. So maybe he'll talk about that, like why spiritualism lends itself to those possibilities.
Absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely. Great. Who's next on the docket?
So then we'll have a nice long lunch so everybody can enjoy Lilydale and relax and unpack their minds before they come back. And so then we have Emma Merkling, who's an academic from England. She's also traveling in from England, and she is doing new research on the archives of spiritualism and technology. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to share some of this research and how spiritualism relates to x-rays and fingerprinting and the study of different famous mediums that we know about. But this will be a fresh look because she's working with this archival material with new thoughts and new references and really also talking about imaging and spiritualism and technology is a really important topic.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of lost in the history of photography for a long time. And so now we're reassessing and we're rethinking about all of this material. And so Emma's going to break it down and show us really exciting archival material that has been in archives that a lot of it has never, you know, been seen or shown that much. And also she's going to deal with the case of Marjorie Crandon, who was the famous medium from Boston who Houdini tried to debunk. And anything about Marjorie is fascinating, so I can't wait to hear. She's going to talk about Marjorie and the testing she went through and kind of the documentation.
That's a lot to try to cover in just a little hour.
I know, when I read it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting, Emma. This is going to be such a treat because it's very new research.
Yeah.
She just got her PhD, and it's fresh.
I think she, honestly, she probably needs probably 6 hours.
I know. I was like, how are you going to fit all this in?
Yeah. That's incredible.
And then for the next session, it relates, but it's going to be different. So this is an art historian from Canada named Serena Keshevji, and she works with the Thomas Glendinning Hamilton Archive in Winnipeg, which is, I know you've seen these pictures before. They're very famous ectoplasm pictures from the 1930s.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So they're later period. Mm-hmm. And Serena's going to talk about, like, how these ectoplasm pictures affected modernist art and how many, many artists have been inspired by these ectoplasmic pictures made by this doctor in Canada in Winnipeg.
Mm-hmm.
And that archive is just absolutely fascinating. It's one of the only fully intact spirit photography archives. And and it's all online too. The researchers have, so if you do get interested in it, you can actually see all the materials. They are posted online. But Serena's going to break it down for us. She's going to tell us all about the Hamiltons, because Thomas worked with his wife Lillian. And she's going to frame it in history and talk about how it's important in the 20th century.
Wow. Another thing. You know, a lot of these topics, they probably need longer than
I know. They're just teasers.
Yeah.
The presentations are usually go 45 minutes to 50 minutes, and then we do a short Q&A,
mm-hmm.
and then we do a break, get outside, and then we're right back in.
Right. Yeah.
So, so at 4:00, we have Eric Wargo, who's he's a science writer who did a book. He did this book called Time Loops. It came out a few years ago, and it's kind of about it kind of probes what's happening with time and precognition. He's using dreams, but you could also apply it to mediumship for sure. So he's kind of probing what happens in time. Like, we see time as this linear thing, or we experience time in our lives as this linear thing, but time scientifically really is not linear. There's more possibilities for overlap, and I always get kind of boondoggled when I try to think about time and talk about time. So that's what I love about Eric's work, is he really tries to probe the mysteries of time in a way that you can follow. Mm-hmm. So he's really gotten interested in precognitive dreams, and his new book is about precognitive dream work. So he's gonna talk about dreams being influenced by experiences in our future, or precognition and dreams, and how we are influenced by the future through our dreams. So it's kind of like a time loop of like the future kind of influencing us in the present.
I call that dream deja vu, where, you know, I'll have a dream and I'm like, you know, and then later on I'll be like, holy cow, I had a dream about that. You know, sometimes that's a year and a half ago. Sometimes that was like 2 days ago. I think there are these amazing benchmarks in time that we get that can be kind of every day, but they show us that we're on this path. And then sometimes spirit can come through. Our spirit loved ones can come through and say, you know, be on the lookout for this, or I'm excited about that, or it's just kind of interesting how dreams can work.
Yeah. And this presentation, I think it's going to be a little more practical, a little more less like talking about history and more like, okay, this is how you identify precognitive dreams. This is how you can interpret symbolism. Kind of talking about the way people think of, or practical ways you can kind of take apart your own dreams and ways people have done that. I know there's a bunch of different types of dream analysis that's famous in psychology.
Yes.
So I think he'll talk about that too.
Great. Exciting stuff. I love it.
Yeah. And so then our last presentation will be by George Hampson, who is a former parapsychologist, and he wrote a really wonderful book called The Trickster and the Paranormal. It's one of my favorite books. I think it's a must-read. It kind of talks about some of the complications of the paranormal and why so many people are accused of fraud, or like how the UFO topic is so complicated because fact and fiction are merging in real time, and kind of talking about all of these, the complications of, you know, having the paranormal and also dealing with reality. And so he's going to talk about how different philosophers relate to the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know much about the exact presentation, but I do know that he's going to surprise us with things like how Kurt Gödel, the very famous mathematician, also attended seances and explained why, and how, you know, there are certain philosophers who do relate to the paranormal in ways that people don't acknowledge or talk about, or and he's going to also propose that, you know, Jack Derrida, the famous philosopher, wrote this essay called Telepathy, and many people think he was talking in metaphors, but George is going to make an argument that he believes he was talking about the real paranormal and not making a metaphor.
Mm.
So you know, it's new research, and I'm really excited to see where he goes with it. It's going to be kind of, you know, I think a thought experiment for everybody.
Yeah, this is one of those things where it's supposed to stimulate thought and perhaps lead you with more questions than you have answers.
Yeah.
So that you can continue to explore on the journey. That's the mystery of all of these things that are spiritual.
Yeah. So, you know, all of the topics, some relate very directly to spiritualism, like Christine Ferguson's talk and like the images of the mediums, but then something like George's relates, but more abstractly. I'm always trying to see other ways we can look at the ideas that happen in spiritualism through culture,
mm-hmm.
you know, how it relates, how it doesn't, how it's different, how things that are familiar to us actually have metaphysical histories or relationships.
Fascinating what you've been able to put together and the array of topics and folks to come and present about these things, because I think these are things people are curious about and really, you know, resonate with many of those things themselves.
And the idea is it's supposed to be learning for fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, usually the intention is to not, it's going to be so provocative that you don't mind spending a summer day, you know, listening. It's kind of, there's not a lot of programs like this, I don't think. So it's really, really amazing to be able to do it in Lilydale. And then also bring new people who haven't heard of Lilydale or who hadn't visited before, bring them in for
this.
Something like this.
And
then they get to experience Lilydale.
I think we should explain to people that they can take these classes individually, or you can take them as a group package deal in terms of the pricing of things. So
Yes. I haven't seen, the tickets are not live yet, but they should be live soon.
I was double checking that today. I was like, no, it's not ready yet.
as soon as I have the ticket links, I'm sending out a mailer. So if anybody out there is interested, you can go to my website, shannontaggart.com, and sign up for my mailing list, and you will be up to date. As soon as those go,
but you know,
yeah.
if you want, we can look at the what I posted. You'll see the link to Shannon's event posting there, so you can take a look at that. And then also, you could check out the events calendar, as I mentioned earlier on in the show. If you go to lilydaleassembly.org/events-catalog. Then you'll find the whole 2022 season catalog. Just can't sign up for the tickets yet. So just mark the calendar for now so that you know that you're going to want to take part in those things, because I'm sure there's going to be a limit to tickets in terms of in person and, you know, what can be accommodated in that. So just keep that in mind. It looks like for that Saturday, it's $120 for all day or $20 per session, just to let people know that you can do it individually. So
I'm not sure if there's a morning. There may be a morning ticket and an afternoon ticket.
Oh, okay.
I'm not really certain how exactly things are going to be broken up, but
it should
the announcement is imminent.
Got it. So, yes, so keep alert to those things, and you can check out Shannon's website in Lilydale as well. Any other things that you wanted to share with us today? I know the symposium has, it's a labor of love that you're doing to collect all these people together, and that's why it says curated by Shannon Taggart, which I think is so artsy of you.
yes, curated by me, but also I have to really thank all of the speakers, because we try to keep the ticket price low, and so they're traveling in because they love Lilydale and want to have this conversation there.
Yeah.
So I always have to, the speakers who do show up are very special, and they're also they're doing it as a labor of love as well.
They're dedicated to being proponents of spiritualism, and also that need to know more, the understanding. I think it's great to have this kind of situation where spirit and science can merge. Science, I don't think, will ever adequately be able to catch up with what spirit is able to convey, but we hope science continues to try.
And I should mention too, there's I've been doing an online series that's hosted by an event space in England, and trying to get the word out over there. And so May 22nd, June 12th, and July 10th, I'm posting some of the greatest hits from past symposiums online. Oh. So if you miss them and want to see them, you can see those. It's at my website, shannontaggart.com. Events, it's right above the posting for the symposium event.
Nice.
And so I'm hosting something about nature, enchantment, and the paranormal. I'm hosting the Cymatics talk. It'll be a redo, that talk that I mentioned Steve with Steve Bass.
Mm-hmm.
And then something about theurgical mediumship, which is a very ancient form of mediumship, which I murdered the name, but with Senator George. So the person who's doing the lightning talk will be talking about theurgy, which is like an ancient form of mediumship.
It's fascinating. I love it that you've been able to gather this information. We always want to know more, and it goes beyond the thought exchange. I mean, there is a thought exchange twice a week usually in Lily Gale through the summer, but this is different. This is a very focused way, and I think you're right. People are going to come away with that and go, and want to talk more and engage in conversation, and Lily Gale is one of those places that you can do that in. It's like if you see someone in class, you strike up a conversation, and before you know it, you're kind of friends, and you're having maybe a healthy debate or a healthy agreement, shall we say, that's coming from that. Oh, this has been wonderful. Oh, Shannon, this is great that you have this put together, and I think it's a real highlight to our season. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm so excited. I really do think it's going to be a wonderful program, and I'm very happy to have it out in the world now, and so hopefully everybody can make their plans.
Yes, I know a lot of people are trying to make their summer plans, so yeah, if this is something of interest to you or to someone else you know, please share this particular podcast with them on Facebook so that they can know the whole lineup and get it straight from the person who's curating the whole process here for our particular program of all things spiritual. I'm sorry, the science of all of things spiritual, not all things spiritual. Maybe eventually, but that's an infinite possibility. How many more years would that take? all right, yeah, so check out shannontaggart.com and also lilydaleassembly.org. And thank you so much, Shannon. This has been wonderful, just so wonderful.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes. All right, everyone, tune in next week on Wednesdays with Will. We'll be exploring the Akashic Records with Patricia Price. So not to be missed. All right, everyone, bye-bye.